This is Chris Dufault. I'm a sales agronomist for CHS Ag Services in Crookston, Minnesota. I'm pleased to bring you this update from the Red River Farm Network. CHS Ag Services, providing solutions for your success.
Good morning, Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. I'm Don Wick with Randy Coonan. We'll have updates from Sierra Doctor and Whitney Pittman. Well, the month of May is off to a good start. It should help fields begin to dry off. Temperatures will be in the 50s and 60s today, and the winds will remain strong. With a high-pressure system moving into the region, those winds should die down tomorrow. By midweek, highs will be approaching 80 degrees in some parts of the region.
The Environmental Protection Agency has approved an emergency waiver for E15 and summertime driving. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack released a statement praising the Biden administration for its support of homegrown renewable fuels. North Dakota Corn Growers Association Executive Director Brenda Elmer said this decision came in the nick of time.
To say that we're delighted about the EPA's decision today allowing E15 for the summer driving season would be a tremendous understatement. The fact that consumers will now be able to save money because it is a lower cost than your traditional fuels, but it'll also help with any constraints on the supply that some areas are seeing in fuel availability.
The North Dakota Legislative Assembly has adjourned. Governor Doug Burgum signing 538 bills as of Saturday, with 45 bills awaiting action. He has 15 business days to act on those bills. In a recap of the session, Burgum cited the tax relief package, efforts to address workforce shortages, and the modernization of animal agriculture and the state's corporate farming law.
North Dakota Governor Burgum signed into law a bill that would encourage the expansion of animal agriculture in North Dakota. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Sierra Doctor has the story.
The approval of several value-added processing facilities in North Dakota has generated excitement for the future of animal agriculture in the state. Green Bison Soy Processing President Mike Keller says the Spiritwood facility soy meal has a place in feed output.
The facility in Spiritwood, North Dakota, as highlighted, will process 150,000 bushels of soybeans per day, producing north of 1.2 million short ton of soybean meal on an annual basis. So it's encouraging to see that HB 1371 has been passed. It has had a lot of support across all of the North Dakota Livestock Association, and one where we will be a supplier of that product. I think if you look across North Dakota, availability of if it's corn, if it's feed supplies, if it's from canola, sunflower, soybean, corn products, sugar beet pellets, I mean, there's a significant amount of feed available, and it's one where it'll help encourage growth within the animal aid production.
Keller says the plant will produce just over 1.2 million tons of soy meal on an annual basis.
Our strategy is twofold, no different than we have at other facilities, either within North Dakota that ADM owns. Granted, this Green Bison Soy Processing is, you know, is a joint venture between ADM, which is 75% donor, and a 25% donor of Marathon Petroleum. So our strategy with the Spiritwood co-product, if you will, that would be your soybean meal or soybean pelletized hull, will be maximize our domestic consumption, particularly in North Dakota and the surrounding states. But also we will have the ability to ship our product to either domestic customers or also participate in export programs outside the U.S. as well.
Reporting Agriculture's Business. I'm Sierra Doctor on the Red River Farm Network.
North Dakota Senate Agriculture Committee Chair Larry Lewick says it has been a productive session for agriculture.
I think that this, as far as agriculture is concerned for this session, I would say that this has been the best turnout for positive things that I see for agriculture than any other session I've been here. By that, I mean that we have solved some problems. We have moved on to some exciting things with value-added processing. We have facilities coming into the state that have intent of fertilizer production. I'm hopeful that we can get a little bit better involvement with animal agriculture again.
Over 120,000 federal Canadian workers are back on the job today after reaching a tentative agreement overnight. The agreement includes the many workers in the Canadian Agriculture Department and agencies like the Canadian Grain Commission. These workers have been on strike since April 18th.
Smithfield Farms is reportedly shutting down nearly 40 sow farms in northern Missouri. The decision is likely due to difficult swine market conditions. Reporting Agriculture's Business, you're listening to the Red River Farm Network.
Monday Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. Field work and planting in west central Minnesota is still a little bit away. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Whitney Pittman has more.
Snow has cleared off the fields in Traverse County, Minnesota, but ditches and yards still have a ways to go. Wheaton farmer Jamie Byer says remnants of winter are still hanging on and holding things up in their area.
So we're still very cold, and most of the snow is gone from the fields, of course, but what's left in the ditches is so deep. So we had some tillage equipment out back, and it was stuck in snowbanks that were still, 5 to 8 feet tall. You could barely see the tops of some of the equipment. So, and those types of snowbanks are blocking drainage ditches and slowing down the ability of some of these fields to dry out. It's going to be a while for us unless we get some heat and wind.
Byer says ground across the border in South Dakota may be ready sooner.
We rent a little land in South Dakota, and they have the good fortune of having some rolling hills, and we're about 2 weeks out from that. So I would guess it'll be after that goes. We've got tiled ground in this part of the state, and even that is pretty wet yet. So just pray for some heat, pray for some wind.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network.
The weather forecast looks more encouraging for spring field work. Helena Agra Enterprises Territory Manager Thad Meister says the surge of activity will be somewhat challenging for ag retailers.
I think when everybody gets going, it's going to go hard and fast. It's going to be a struggle to get everything to everybody in a timely manner if it's not sitting on their floors.
A lot of fertilizer was applied last fall, giving farmers and retailers a head start. However, the spray season could be hectic.
It'll put a lot of stress on the sprayers getting everything covered with the pre-emerge herbicides that are getting put on.
Meister says many farmers are applying a pre with their dry fertilizer to save time during a compacted planting season.
Well, after being slightly softer earlier this year, StoneX Director of Fertilizer Josh Linville says fertilizer prices are firming up.
As we started to get towards spring, the market realized, oh, wait a minute, we do have a season in front of us. We do have demand. And, prices jumped up significantly. We've seen phosphate prices jump up $50 on the nearby. Urea is up near, just about $150 a ton. Potash prices have jumped up, 10, 15, 20 bucks a ton. So we've seen a little bit of appreciation, but it's very, very time dependent. All those price increases are product that's shipping right now. They can still make it in time for spring demand.
River issues will also have an impact on the availability of fertilizer for the Northern Plains.
The river system is going to be down. If we see a situation where the river stays down, it dries out, it warms up, and farmers start hitting the field hard, you're going to see prices go up just because they cannot get that most cost-efficient, best logistical route of getting product in the plate. Now all of a sudden you got to rely more on truck. You have to rely more on rail. It's slower. It takes time. It's a more higher cost situation. So we could see the inland numbers jump up even more because of that. But then again, if it stays wet, allows all that river water to flow through, and then we hit it after everything opens back up, it's going to be less of an impact.
BASF Technical Service Representative Ken Dibert thinks sugar beet planting along the Red River Valley will start in the next couple of weeks. Dibert says weed control is his biggest concern.
I think the biggest thing is, we're going to start off with great moisture here, and we know we're going to have weeds emerging as soon as these soil temps warm up to the point where we can, where it's conducive for emergence. But, I think it's going to be as important as ever to have some residual weed control chemistry in the soil for the sugar beet crop this year. The first class of chemistry I think of are the group 15s. We have Outlook herbicide in that group, and Outlook you can start applying it at two leaf beets and goes up from there.
The pork processing plant in Windom, Minnesota has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. High Life Foods announced its intention to sell the plant 2 weeks ago and has been working with the state of Minnesota to find a buyer. This facility processes 1.2 million hogs per year. The Minnesota plant is a subsidiary of a Manitoba company.
West Coast ports have reached a tentative agreement with the union representing dock workers related to automation. However, the overall labor contract itself is still in limbo. The current deal expired last year. This is the Red River Farm Network.
Good morning. Welcome to Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. The North Dakota Agriculture Weather Network is looking forward to expanding and updating their network over the next few seasons. NDON Director Darrell Richeson says there'll be a lot of changes in the next few years.
On the North Dakota side, we will be either adding a brand new station to a location or upgrading 20 stations. Minnesota, with the Minnesota Department of Ag, they're still hoping for a bill to pass in Minnesota, and if that does, they're going to get monies to do a big expansion in Minnesota. It will take time. Probably not much will happen this year. Hopefully maybe a little bit can happen this fall, but it would be more of a big push in 2024. But that will, I think, over the next several years, could bring as many as 75 new NDON stations in the state of Minnesota.
Richeson says the plan is to see 20 new stations or upgrades for the next 3 years.
The combination of the two states, you know, NDON will be making a lot of upgrades, because even in North Dakota, 20 this year, 20 next year, 20 the year after that. So we have 60 upgrades or new stations coming in North Dakota. And then again, you know, that project with the Minnesota Department of Ag in Minnesota, there's going to be a lot of changes of NDON here in the next few years.
The grain market saw some short covering Friday following a week of being sold off. U.S. Commodities President Don Rose thinks the trade is looking for a springtime low. Rose reminds us that supplies are still tight.
Down the road, we still have to deal with the fact that we're going to have to ration supplies in the Western Corn Belt. We're going to have to ration into the feedlot areas of Kansas and ethanol areas out west. So, you know, it was all about punched it down here now. Producers not interested in selling new crop, 60 cents under insurance levels, you know, $1.10 under the soybean insurance levels, or the old crop here as they're kind of down to some gambling bushels, really. So we'll see. It's going to be the domestic demand versus a slow export pace.
As we check in on those numbers, as we speak, we have Minneapolis wheat to July contract down 8¾ cents at $7.95. September also 8¾ lower. Chicago July wheat down 8½, and hard red winter wheat July down 9¾ cents. We're lower in the corn market as well. July down 1½ at 583½. New crop corn down 3¼. Soybeans July a half penny higher, 14.19¾. New crop unchanged as we speak. The soybean meal higher. Losses seen in soybean oil right now. As we check in on the farm calendar, there is a series Public Utility Commission meetings going on related to the Summit Carbon Solutions Carbon Capture Pipeline. The first meeting will be, for Minnesota anyway, tomorrow night, 6 to 9 p.m. at Breckenridge. They'll be at the high school. And on Wednesday, 1 to 4 p.m. and again 6 to 9 p.m. at the Bigwood Event Center in Fergus Falls. They also have an online meeting going on May 4th, so Thursday evening. North Dakota Public Service Commission also has hearings related to the pipeline. Their next session will be May 9th. That will be held at the Emmons County Courthouse in Linton, North Dakota. Have yourself a great Monday. This is the Red River Farm Network.